Welcome to Make a Baby with Hashimoto's, where we will chat all things Hashimoto's and baby making. I'm Chelsea, registered dietitian and spiritual healer. I'm also a Hashimoto's warrior and mom of one.
And I'm Morgan. I'm a registered nurse, fellow Hashimoto's warrior, and a new mom of one as well. And we're so excited to help guide you through this amazing journey. Let's make a baby.
Welcome back to another episode of Mega Baby with Hashimoto's. I've got Chelsea here with me. We're hanging out, just chit-chatting, and I'm excited about today's topic. And it's coming out of survival mode after having a baby, and like what all that entails. What does that exactly mean? And what does that look like? So I feel like this like just like hits home for me. I don't know about for you, but.
Well, yeah, that's because you're literally coming out of survival mode right now.
I'm literally like in it right now, coming out of survival mode. And it like, it makes me like happy saying that. Like, I feel very like, like weights off my shoulders, very relieved. So yeah. I just like that the first year is like really just, it's challenging. It's hard. It's all like new things that you're getting used to. A whole human you're taking care of that is like with you 24/7. And I don't know, I almost feel like I lost myself for, a while. You're so engulfed in taking care of the baby, and like, not in a bad way. You just love this human so much. And like, you want the very best for them, and you want to take care of them and nurture them. And like, I'll never forget. Like one time I was like, Abe was sleeping and I'm like cleaning the kitchen and he cries and I just like dropped the Swiffer wet jet I have. I was like, I'm coming. And I just like, that's imprinted on my brain forever. Like you just drop everything that you're doing for them because you love them so much. But, I don't know like what your experience was, Ellie, but I did like, I don't know why that memory is just like imprinted in my brain of like,
so funny.
You just love them so much. And like, you're in like mommy mode and like you're just doing everything for them.
Yeah. I think the shock is that, especially like, I was in survival mode for pregnancy too. So 2 years of survival mode had like fucking sucked. Like straight up was horrible. But I will say that once she was out of me, that's when the mommy survival mode hit. And that's when the, I don't know what I'm doing, but all I know is I need to protect and take care of this human being took place. And every ounce of energy of like literal physical feeding, food, nutrition, everything went to this thing. And while it's beautiful, like looking back now, I'm like, I can't believe I did that. Like how cool am I to have kept this human being alive, because that's a real hard challenge, but also like give her personality traits and watch her grow and learn. And I will say once I hit a year is when I was really like I get to be me again. Like literally on her birthday, I was like, you know what? I just threw this huge birthday party. My turn. Like mama's coming back.
Not just like
improved,
like they're 1 year, but you're like, hell yes. Like we made it. I'll never forget. Like Abe's first birthday was just a couple days ago. And I said, Casey, I'm like, we fucking did it. Like we made it a year, like, holy shit. And we both were just looking at each other, like smiling, nodding, like,
what a crazy. Want to make another one? No. Okay.
Like, not yet. Not yet. Yeah.
I literally said that to Bobby. I'm like, I do not touch me. Like, yeah. I need more time. I'm finally coming out of my shell, stepping into this new version of myself. And I think the crazy thing is that if we look at it from a scientific standpoint, like what's actually happening inside of your body this whole year of postpartum, this first year of postpartum, your hormones, it takes a really long time for your hormones to balance. It's not just like eating greens and healthy fats and then you're fine. It takes a long time for your body to get over the shock. So as soon as the baby comes out, your body goes to this huge shock of a hormone rush and things shifting and changing. It takes a really long time to come back from that actual traumatic event. Yeah. And a year, if you think about it, isn't even that much time. And so your body's doing everything it can do to keep up with these hormone shifts. And in the beginning, this is why, right? Mommy blues, we're crying all the time, we're mad, we're happy, like you feel everything and anything. Your thyroid gets usually, right, this flare, I'm just talking generally here, happens because your body's like, whoa, okay, I don't need to make as much thyroid hormone, but I have no idea what I'm doing anymore. So let's rediscover this together kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're not sleeping. Those are all the other hormones that your thyroid plays a role in. Your cycle has to come back at some point, another hormone and lots of hormones your thyroid plays a role in.
Like that's another hormone that your body's doing. Like
it's so the work you do during this time, I would say after like 6 months, right? Because like the first 6 months, you're just like, what is happening? I don't even remember. Did I change yesterday? I don't know. I don't know if I ate. But the work you do and taking care of yourself the best you can. And what I mean by taking care of yourself is not like going to the salt room of a sauna yet, right? Like that is mommyhood, like closer to one. But it's actually allowing yourself to take breaks. It's allowing yourself to eat decent food for yourself while still enjoying everything and anything that you eat. It's making sure you're getting enough water. You're communicating with your practitioners and your team. You're on the right dosage of medication if you're on medication. If you are feeling down, depressed, negative, anything like that, you are seeking help. Like this is what I mean by taking care of yourself, because without you, like you need to be okay.
Yeah.
And so this survival mode is not only like, we're almost expected, I feel like, after birth. We have like a few months of leeway, but then it's like, oh, you're doing great. You look beautiful. Like you're expected to go out and do things with this baby. And you're expected to like not say no to plans and this and that. And it's really hard mentally, socially, emotionally. It's just really taxing. So the work you do during this time on yourself is going to be really, really important. Because once your body normalizes, and I would say it starts to happen around 9-10 months postpartum, and that's like the start of it happening. That's not even like it finishing. The balancing of your hormones and normalizing of your cycles and your organs and your sleep and all this stuff. It's just really important to kind of allow it to happen. We can't force it to not happen.
Yeah. And that's like, that's so, I feel like key and like foundational, like to have that in the forefront of your mind, because I think I really struggled in like the first 6 months of, it was very like a shock feeling and not knowing like, when is the normalcy going to come back? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I think I struggled with. And like, trying to like come to terms with, you know, like how can I like continue to like struggle like this? Cause I feel like I struggled, especially with like the sleep aspect, like that was difficult for me. Mm-hmm. And it was difficult to, like you're talking about, like get out with the baby. Like I was like, I don't want to lug him around in the carrier everywhere. Like he's heavy. And like my pelvic floor is like weak. Like you know, I need like pelvic floor therapy. Like there's just so many like little things that you could do to help you overall. Like you just named some of those things. They don't have to be like making all this time for yourself. It's the simple things that are very just basic that you need to stay, I feel like almost sane in this situation, but like making sure that you're getting enough nutrition is a big one. I feel like I struggled with that. Because I felt like I was very busy. I didn't have time to cook. And like, I was just, I feel like flying by the seat of my pants sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think keeping those things like in the forefront of your mind, like you don't have to be doing all this stuff. Just do the simple stuff, like take your medication, make sure you're having lab work done, you know, make sure you're eating and you're drinking. And like, that's the basics.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's going to keep you just on track for those first 6 months. Mm-hmm. Cause it's hard. It's physically, mentally draining some days. And if not every day,
some days. Yes.
Not some days.
Okay. I don't even really remember a lot of it. And I tend to do this thing where I black out a lot of traumatic events and I'm like go along life like I'm fine. And then someone brings up something and I'm like, whoa, I survived that. Like, how the heck was I able to do that and like still be a happy person?
Yeah.
It's I don't know. I just feel like it's very common postpartum to not be this holly, jolly, amazing, beautiful person. Now, some people are, and those are the people who have 20 kids and love being pregnant. And that's beautiful. And I'm so happy for them. But I just like, you need a break. I need a break. And that's why I'm so happy around the 1 year mark, I came out of this survival mode. And I think a lot of it has to do with routine. I think a lot of it has to do with you're finally getting used to this person who is a little more independent, right? Maybe they're walking. They can tell you when they're hungry. Yeah. You know, they can eat by themselves, hopefully, at that point. And it just is a lot easier to live your day-to-day life when you have this routine that you've been getting down for at least a year.
Right. Yeah.
And it just normalizes, but not only that's not yes, your environment is normalizing. Your day-to-day life is normalizing, but what's happening inside of you is normalizing, especially with your thyroid. I would say most of the time, this is when women start coming out of the postpartum flare is around a year. Now it can last longer. And I think it really depends on how we're taking care of ourselves. Now that does not mean at like 6 months, you're like, I need to go on a diet. I need to remove all these foods from my life. They're causing me a flare and yada, yada, yada. What that means is that we need to get back to the basics of general taking care of yourself. And maybe you need some individualized attention as far as nutrition and lifestyle changes goes. But the real important thing of coming out of survival mode is actually taking care of yourself, because a lot of the common symptoms that we have postpartum may not go away unless you are taking care of yourself.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So like I had one that stuck with me for a really long time was the hot flashes. I would say it's been like 3 months I haven't had one. And all that I've really, I changed a lot, actually. That's a lie. But I really concentrated on making sure I was getting enough fluids, really concentrating on eating enough protein for my body, and really concentrating on like keeping my cool mentally. So using the tools and tips and tricks that I have learned and actually using them when I am stressed or uncomfortable has been really key in coming out of survival mode, especially with just the symptoms that I was getting because of my postpartum flare.
Yeah. I think a lot of times, like when you are, I had like this realization where just recently I feel like, I don't know, I just feel more myself. And like, that was where I was like, okay, I think I'm coming out of this whole journey. Like, and I feel like I'm starting to really feel like myself again. And I'm getting back to some of the things that I like to do, or, you know, discovering what is working better in our schedule, or our routine with a baby. And, or I feel like he's more like a toddler now, but that's home a baby. But it just, having that like rediscovery, and it feels like I'm just like resurfacing, like getting like a breath of fresh air, just feeling more like myself. And I think knowing that that will come, or like, I think if I'd have known that like maybe 6 months ago, it would have just like helped me understand that like it takes time. Like you said, it takes time for the hormones and everything to normalize, and it will happen. Like, it's coming. So I think making sure that you're doing the simple things in the beginning, and that like, as it goes on, as this first year goes on, just being very self-aware too.
Yeah.
Like checking in with yourself and like asking yourself, like, what do I need? You know, maybe your baby's 8 months old. Like, what do you need? Maybe you're starting to feel a little bit of that normalization, and you can start to incorporate something you love, or like, you know, a little bit more time away for yourself to do those things that you enjoy. because that's, I think, kind of what I almost started doing. I'm like, he's with the sitter. Like, I can, she's okay if she has him for an extra hour, or Casey's going to be home to get him. And like, I don't have to be there. I don't have to pump. Like, I don't have to do any, like, I'm just here with myself. And like, it's okay if I'm gone another hour.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. And I think sometimes in the very beginning, like, I know for me, like having like postpartum anxiety and being like, oh my gosh, he's with, it's just Casey and the baby. Like, what are they doing? How is it going? Like, you just worry and you're wondering like what's going on. And like for my own mental health, like I had to be there to know like, okay, he's okay. Yeah. And as they get older, it's like, he's fine. Like, he's okay. They're fine. And it's okay if I take an hour away to do something, or a half hour, whatever amount of time it is, or whatever it is you're doing. That is something for you. I think that that's what was helpful in my journey, and it might be helpful in your journey as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's normal in the beginning and throughout, I would say the first year and beyond, to feel that you have to be the primary parent.
Yeah.
It's something very common that we as moms do. I think it's a mother nature womb healing thing, you know, and being the one who makes the plans, who makes sure that they're taken care of throughout the day, who sets up the outings, who sets up the daycare, you know, it's kind of like this job we take on. And again, that's an added job that you take on. And I'm not saying we shouldn't take it on. I feel like that's just our innate something we're born with. What's the word I'm thinking of? I can't even
motherhood remember. Like our instinct.
Instincts. Thank you. Yes. But I the only way I understand it, and my brain is a little atypical, which I'm okay with, is I thought of every job at like I had to wear a different hat. Mm-hmm. And compartmentalizing may be a trauma response, but whatever. but that helped me really see all the things that I was doing. I was speaking with Bobby one time, I think it was probably around 7 or 8 months postpartum. And I was like, I feel like I'm just lost. Like, I'm doing so much, but I also feel like I'm doing nothing. Like, I'm frozen because I can't do anything else. But like, I also am not doing enough. And he said, well, let's look at all the hats you wear in your life, in my life, and in her life. Mm. And I was just, I was like, what? And he goes, and what you do is you can concentrate on one thing at a time. My brain works that way. So I would have to like literally take off a hat and put on another one sitting right here in this chair. I would then have to take that hat off and go cook breakfast. I would then have to take that hat off and put another one on so I could do my laundry, and then go kiss Bobby hello and make sure he's taking it right. Like, and that worked for a while. That was survival. That's kind of how I had to be able to do everything that I had to do. But now that's not helping me survive anymore.
Yeah.
And so the psychological part of it directly connects to the hormonal part of it, which directly connects to our thyroid health. And I just think it's really important, and we will reiterate this probably every single episode. So if you're getting bored of it, sorry, not sorry. You need to make sure you are getting regular checkups in the first year of postpartum every 3 months.
Yeah, I would agree.
I have not missed a single one. I made it very clear to my endocrinologist that I want to be seen every 3 months, because it is not worth the mental breakdown. It is not worth not being able to take care of my child. It is not worth being able to not take care of myself. And you almost have to think of it that way. Like, it's inconvenient having to go every 3 months and make sure I have a babysitter so I don't have to take her to some weird lab. You know what I mean? Like, sure.
It takes some setting up to do, for sure.
It takes planning, but I would much rather do that and know that I'm on the right track and everything's balanced. you know, inside of me. And then if it's not what I can do to help myself, so that way I could be a better version of myself, then sitting here being like, wow, I really feel like crap all the time, but I don't have time for myself. So I'm just going to worry about that later. And then later it becomes a even bigger problem because you're so far down the line of where you need to be that it takes double as long to get to where you want to be to feel as good as you possibly can. So my mantra about my own healing journey has always been, oh my God, I lost it. I literally had it in my head. embarrassing. Oh, it's basically along the lines of like, it's non-negotiable. My health is a non-negotiable. So that has to do with my mental health, my food, the how much water I'm drinking, who I have in my energy, what I'm doing every day, Ellie's life, like, I have to come first. And it's really hard to admit that. It's really hard to say that I think that way. But I think that makes or breaks a postpartum experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you, if you aren't taking care of yourself, you are going to become so run down from taking care of everyone else but yourself, mm-hmm. that eventually it is going to catch up to you. And it gets you somehow, you know, regardless of what it is. But that, I think, is important to know, like, you have to take care of yourself during this time. And if you have a partner too, like, communicate this with them and tell them like what you need, and like, hopefully they can help you with some of this, and they can help, you know, prepare dinner or take the baby for a little bit, like whatever it is, so that you can have just a little bit of time to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I think is really just, it's going to be key to feeling your best during your postpartum journey.
Yeah. Yeah. So your support team is always helpful, whether that's family. And for some people, it's not family. For some people, it's friends. And for some people, it's not friends. For some people, it's health professionals. Mm-hmm. You need help. And it's okay to admit that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that
might change. And expecting not to have help during this is way unrealistic, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's really hard.
How many people I have helping me and like have been helping me. That's all the reason why we moved 3 hours from where we were living, is to have more help.
Yeah,
it was just Casey and I, and we had friends down there, but they have kids in their own lives. And like, for me, I personally wanted like family to be the ones that were helping us, just because we're closer with them. And mm-hmm. it has been like such a blessing having family around. I mean, hell, we live with my parents right now, and that we always are like, it would have been great to have our own house like during that time, but like, it's made our lives better, Abe's lives better. Like, he's mm-hmm. so blessed. He has grandparents nearby, and like, they watch him and help him with just as much as like we help him with. And like, I think you just need to have that realization that you have to have some people there to help you.
Yeah. Like,
you have to.
Point blank.
Point blank.
It's not. And I, if you've ever done this alone, I commend you, because I cannot fathom a life where I would have to do that. And
yeah, I couldn't either. I don't know that I would have survived this first year doing it alone. I don't think I could have.
I genuinely don't think I would have. Between the mental health struggles and just like, I genuinely don't think, and this is a trigger warning, I do not think I would be alive.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's really hard. It's really hard losing yourself. It's really hard needing to be needed all the time. It's really hard to have something depend on you, including yourself, you know, and while it's all really hard, we're lucky that we came out of it, but it's not easy too. And I would say that this is where regulating and honoring that this is not an easy journey, and anyone who makes it look easy, I mean, God bless them. I don't even say that, but like, wow. But I think it doesn't have to be this enjoyable, magical experience all the time, straight up. Like, it does not have to be happy all the time. I have cried many a tear and locked myself in many a room to be alone and have straight up said, like, I can't do this right now.
Like, feeling touched out is a real thing and like happens all the time. And like you just sometimes need time away from the baby. Like,
yeah, whatever works. Got to do what works best for you and your mental health, so you're okay to stay around and be there for your family and your kids and your future. Because I would say your mental health is number one.
For sure.
Number one in this journey. You know, and that plays a huge role in your lifestyle and the way that you're living your life, which plays a role in your nutrition and your mindset. But yeah, I would say, what would be like your top two like little golden nuggets you want to leave people with coming out of survival mode and postpartum?
Okay. My top two golden nuggets. Oof. It's like, it's hard to pick two, but I would say like have someone that you can like talk to and like, I don't want to say vent to, but almost vent to about, you know, what's going on and like where you're at in life. I think communication is huge and how you're feeling. Like, make sure you just have that person that, you know, if you're feeling sad, that you can talk to and like cry to, whether that's a therapist, your mom, your significant other, a friend, like whoever it be. Just have someone that you're comfortable with, like telling them exactly how you're feeling, because I think that's a big deal. And then my other piece of advice is like, don't be ashamed to leave the baby with a babysitter or your significant other so that you can like just take a step outside of being like a mom and like just doing something with just yourself. Like for me, I'm like picturing walking around in Target and I remember like the first time going somewhere by myself without the baby, it had probably been like maybe like 2 weeks, maybe a little bit longer than that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel like I'm missing like an appendage or something.
Yeah.
I feel naked without the baby. And I was like, I forgot what this feels like. Like, and I think as your postpartum year goes on, like you still appreciate that time away, like whether it's to the store or wherever
vacation
shower vacation, like whatever it is, you still appreciate that time to just yourself. And like when you're doing that, like treat yourself to whatever it is that you enjoy. So
yes, love those nuggets.
Your golden nuggets.
I would say I'm literally writing it down so I don't forget. get your blood work done every 3 months. Number one. Like,
do it.
Just do it. Suck it up. Bring the baby if you have to. Just do it. It's going to help. You have so much insight into what's going on. If you need a medication adjustment or so on and so forth. Very important. That also helps you gear your nutrition mindset work towards whatever you need so that your body can be as good as it possibly can be during this time. This time of healing, not to mention you just had a huge thing come out of your body. The next golden nugget would be time is valuable. So who and what you spend your time on and with should be people and things that you want to. No one gets your time without your consent. Nothing gets your time without your consent. So just keep that in mind, that it's okay to set boundaries and celebrate the fact that you made it out of survival mode for the most part. I think, you know, case by case basis, but like you made it. You're here a year later.
Yeah.
New person, new version of you. You have evolved.
I'm just going to say we're ever evolving. Just say that. Yeah.
Celebrate it. You and I, you know, I texted Morgan the other day. I said, happy birthday. Like, you gave birth this day. Happy day to you, but also happy birthday to Abe. Like birth space day. Like, it is a happy birthday for you.
Yeah.
And I started doing that to friends. I had one of my mom's friends does that. And she told me why she does. Because she always texted me. She's texted me always twice, right? When I had the baby, Well, really, I had the baby a week after my birthday last year. So she was like happy almost birthday and then happy almost birth, happy birthday. but the fact of the matter is your life changed on this day. You gave birth to a human and that deserves to be fucking celebrated.
Hell yes.
Like, that is hard.
It's really hard. And it takes, you're a freaking warrior going through that. Like, mm-hmm. Whether you gave birth vaginally, through C-section, either way, it doesn't matter. Like,
you made it a year.
And yeah, you made it a year. Exactly.
You made it a year. Like, that deserve, you deserve your own party. I don't care what anyone says, a baby's first birthday is your party. And you deserve to have fun.
But you deserve a cake for yourself as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. But yeah, I would say coming out of survival mode does happen on average closer to a year postpartum is when things really start to normalize and your body can take a deep breath health-wise. But just remember, you have to take care of yourself. You can't come out of it. Just really do your best once you have the time and the want to prioritize what you need and your health so that you can show up and be there for your family and create these new routines that make your life easier and just really do your best to show up for yourself. I think that's one of the best things we can do is mm-hmm. to really show up for yourself.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. But anyway, we love talking about postpartum now that we're in it. Yeah. And I think that this could be a really helpful episode for anyone who's like in the trenches, like, you know, it's hard and we feel for you. We're here for you. Make sure you come visit us in our free Facebook community. We love hanging out there. It is a great community. All women have Hashimoto's and we're all interested in healing every step of the way. And if you need anything, you need support, please let us know. We're here for you. We love you. And we're really freaking proud of you.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You did it.
You did it. All right. We'll see you next time, guys.
Right. Bye.